La parole.
Thank you, Mr. Facilitator. I'll try to be brief. Japan thinks it is important that the effective science and technology review is established for the next intersessional process. Japan submitted a working paper with Australia on next ISP to establish two working groups. The first group to discuss reassurance, including national implementation, international cooperation, and the other working group to carry out S&T review. My intervention from here only reflects Japan's view, though some points may be the same or similar to Australia's view. Japan prefers future S&T review to be an open-ended so that the discussion can be shared among states' parties and, if necessary, among other related international organizations. We are afraid the close review process will lack of flexibility and transparency. As for duration, we want the review process to be held for a week each year so that we have enough time for discussion. And as for expert selection, we'd like experts to be selected by state parties, but they join and express their opinions on their own capacity so that they are free from any political pressure. And of course, we can invite other experts from industrial field or academia if deemed necessary. And about the same review should be recommended by related experts to state parties and endorsed by state parties at MSP or however future meeting body to be established. And as for awareness raising and education, Japan thinks Ukraine and UK's working paper on awareness raising and education highlights important points and remind us of significance of awareness raising and education, so we support their idea. And Japan prefers awareness raising to be one of the main theme also to be discussed at S&T review. There are lots of concrete proposals submitted, so Japan believes we can narrow down the differences and come up with an effective S&T review process, and we are ready to work hard. Thank you.